Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Some mosquito pools in the area have tested positive for West Nile virus in recent weeks. While numbers have been relatively low, the need for taking precautions while outdoors is constant. To share on the issue is Ouachita Mosquito Abatement Director Shannon Ryder. Shannon, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, last week, a report showed 7 positive pools. A couple of weeks ago, 8 positives were found. Where have we seen these results, and has it been in a concentrated area?
Yes, it started in a concentrated area, and Ouachita Parish generally has the same modus operandi, if you will, of West Nile movement, and it generally starts in urban Monroe and then spreads out from there. And that's the way it's always been. And there are several factors that go into that, one being infrastructure. You know, the infrastructure's old here. Secondly, the number of people confined into a smaller area, lots of mature landscaping, lots of sprinkler systems, that sort of thing. And so usually what we'll see is that it moves. It starts in urban Monroe and then moves outwardly from there. And that's, again, the case that we're seeing this year.
And all of those, you mentioned Monroe, have there been positives as well in West Monroe, some of the more urban areas there?
Correct. And I should go back and say that when we say that it starts in urban Monroe, it's generally in the older areas, like the areas, you know, that have been established the longest. So that's the same for West Monroe. So the areas nearest the river. Mm-hmm. And that, so the first positive pools that we've seen were about on both sides of the river, but nearest the older, you know, sections of town.
Yeah. Has there been both ground as well as aerial spraying in treating these areas?
There has. We began ground spraying towards the end of May, which was unusual for us. That's later than we normally start, but because we had the unusually cooler spring, we got a later start. And then because of the disease that has presented itself within the last couple of weeks, we started aerial spraying last week.
You mentioned an unusually cooler spring. Has that been the positive news and why there's been less activity so far this year?
We believe it's definitely one of the contributing factors, if it's not the major contributing factor. We had that, you know, extremely cool spring in May. Well, throughout the spring, and then in May, we had the drop in temperatures down into the 30s for several days. And that definitely helped prolong the emergence of mosquitoes. And as long as you are prolonging their emergence and they're becoming active, you're also prolonging the, you know, chances for disease.
What conditions could bring a shift to more activity?
Several things. The theory has always been that in drier weather, West Nile activity is more active. And so we haven't seen, this is what we believe is also another contributing factor to this year, is that it's been later in the summer that we're not seeing any rain. So we're beginning to see these West Nile positives. And the reason we believe that West Nile becomes more active in drier times is that birds and mosquitoes are having to share limited water. So they're in closer proximity to one another. And usually that water is septic, the water that's left available. So it just ramps the cycle up because, you know, again, mosquitoes and birds are now all having to cohabitate together to share that same amount of water.
With a unusually cool spring, could this maybe shorten the mosquito activity in their season?
It could, however, we really won't know. With the drier conditions, we really won't know, though, until we get into September-ish, October-ish, because there are two things that could happen. We could have a tropical storm or hurricane, and then our fall rains, either one. And those generally present themselves in October or November for this area. And if that occurs, disease season is usually shortened. I mean, disease, you know, because of the water, we're now slowing down on disease, but mosquito activity will increase.
Right. As far as some of the precautions to take, remind us of those and the active times of day for mosquitoes.
The mosquitoes that carry West Nile are the primary vectors of West Nile are most active at dusk and dawn. So, you know, we always encourage residents to try to avoid activities at that time, though I know here in the summer that's the cooler times of the day, so it's kind of a hard decision to make. But if you do want to go out and participate in outdoor activities at those times, we encourage you to wear repellent that is EPA approved with ingredients such as DEET or oil of picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus. Avoid wearing lotions, scented colognes, those sorts of things. They are attracted to those smells. Or also, you know, encourage you to wear lighter color clothing and longer sleeves and longer pants.
And of course, I want to make sure that anything with standing water, you
absolutely try to stay on top of that. You know, it's easier right now as we've had no rain. But anytime it rains, if you could just, you know, make a quick walkthrough in your yard or your property and see if there's anything holding water.
Yeah. Anyone more susceptible or at risk with bites?
For bites, it's just, you know, mosquitoes are attracted to certain body chemistry, so there are more people that are attractive to mosquitoes than others. But there are some that are more susceptible to West Nile. And that's generally those that are 50 or older or those that are immunocompromised in any sort of way.
And now with less activity, less treatment, I'm sure. Last year, additional funds, I know, made available for spring. How does the budget look for this year?
Right now, we're good. If we continue to see ourselves having to treat by plane, you know, much more, we will have to go back and look at moving some money from our cash fund balance into our operating budget.
But so far, so good.
So far, so good.
Shannon Ryder serves as director with Washtenaw Mosquito Abatement. Shannon, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.